All right, y'all, what's up? Hope y'all doing good. Good morning, you know what I'm saying? Good afternoon. This podcast that I have today, it's controversial. To me, it's not that controversial, but because the end goal is the same, but the process to get there's different paths, right? So today, this podcast is on Dwayne Wade's son/daughter. I would say daughter. I think it's like Zaya is what she's going by. So, stay tuned, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, maybe y'all, I don't know, I'm only 20. I'm just giving what I think. So, I want to start off by saying I'm not really... First of all, this is none of my business. I'm just gonna start off like that. What I say has no, it's his son or daughter. Like, what I'm saying has no weight on anything. It's not gonna change nothing. I'm just giving my simple opinions, even though no one asked for it. So, with that being said, I'm not gonna be disrespectful because it's an opinion no one asked for. I'm just here doing it because I think it's a good topic. So, let's start off with that. And then, but as we hop in, so basically there was a couple articles, or Dwayne Wade went on the Ellen DeGeneres show about his 12-year-old daughter that named Zaya. Well, he was his son that wants to be transgender woman. So I guess right now the biggest problem with that, and what I was saying about Ellen is that. He said that he knew what he wanted to be since three. Like, he's known for 9 years that he wanted to be a woman since he was 3 years old. Now, props to Dwayne Wade for knowing his daughter, because he said he had to go into the mirror and talk about him, ask himself, like, okay, like, what parent am I going to be? Like, am I going to be a supportive one, not a supportive one? Of course, Dwayne Wade, I mean, he's always been great. So, but I guess the opinions come in is that, okay, they're so young that how does he know? Like, he hasn't experienced guy or girl. He hasn't really experienced being a guy fully, and he hasn't really experienced being a girl fully. So how does he know? You know what I'm saying? And I'm just giving, like, where the issue is coming. I haven't even spoke my opinion yet. And so I'm guessing that's the biggest issue. So my opinion on it is that I think that it's okay for him to think that he wants to be a girl, right? That's okay. The problem happens is that when you take that next step for him to, like, get his parts removed, then you're kind of like... stopping them from that experience of being a guy, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it was me, I would have been like, okay, I understand what you're saying, like, that works. You can, if you feel like you want to be a girl, you could be a girl. But I would say, don't get rid of your parts just yet. Wait until you're a little older and go throughout life and experience it. And after, I would say, really, you for sure, I would say, like, if she's as dead set as she was when she was like 9 or 12, then pretty much when you start getting into high school and, like, maybe around junior year, you know, oh yeah, I don't mess with guys, like, you know for a fact. There's a good chance you'll know, because high school is that time of that big development, you know what I'm saying? And so I feel like that would be more of the direction that I would go by, because we can't really shut the kid out. But I think a lot of people are disregarding his opinion because he's young. And that's what, as we all know, everyone, like, teens and all of them, and, like, the kids, they all hate that the most, that you can't really give your opinion to an older person because they'll just say, you're young, what do you know? Even though I will say I'm 20, what do I know? And quite frankly, I don't know anything, but I'm just giving up. But yeah, I just feel like that it's a really hard, it's a hard topic, because then people say, the research says, ooh, you're gonna ask me what research for my psychology class. Honestly, they say that your brain doesn't fully mature and you get your critical thinking skills until you're 25 is when your brain's fully 100% mature, developed. So then shouldn't he wait until a time that's more developed? Like, you're more developed for you to know. My thing is the experience. Maybe just let him go, because no matter what, even though he wants to be a girl at this moment of time, he's a guy. That's not a debate or anything. That's just fact. Right now he's carrying a ding dong. That's just it. But if he wants to take the second jump, I feel like it should be at an age where he's experienced a lot more. It's not really shutting him down. It's just saying, let's just wait and see where the road takes him. You can still be supportive of his decisions without having to be so rash and do everything just okay, if you want this, you sure you want this? You've known for a while. Let me just get rid of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just wondering, as I'm here, thinking out loud, like I said, the end goal is the same. Dwayne Wade did the right job supporting whoever he wants, whoever. We don't have the choice to tell someone who they can and can't be. That's the end goal, by all means. Doesn't matter if you're their parent, doesn't matter if you're their owner, you can't tell someone who they can and can't be. That's just final. So the end goal is the same. He wants to be this. He wants to be identified as this. So we're going to identify him as this, because that's what he's saying. But you have to give the child time to grow and experience more, and then you never know if they're going to change. Now, when I say that, I'm not saying that we're banking on him to change. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm just saying it becomes more clear when you experience more, so then you for sure know. You know what I'm saying? Because then if you might switch, and then maybe since you're young, you don't know the hard stuff that comes with it. I can't speak on the hard stuff. I just know being a woman is hard. It's very hard. And so you don't really know that, and you don't really experience it all. You don't really, when you're transgender, I'm just speaking just from at least what I've not experienced, but what I've observed, transgender people it's going down more, because we're getting more self-aware and caring about other people and more empathetic. But you're prone to bullying. I'm just saying that there's a lot of things that come externally on that factor of you being transgender that might be something that he's young that he's not ready to do. But when you get older, around high school, you know you're ready. So then, I know what to look forward to in the world. I know what I have to be headstrong, all that stuff. No doubt Dwayne Wade's teaching him that stuff. No doubt Gabrielle Union's teaching him that stuff. But it's just the fact that waiting that time for him to reach high school. And high school, that really isn't a long time. I mean, he's 12. So give him 6 years of just, going out and exploring. By middle school, you'll probably be either kissing a girl at least once, or kissing a guy at least once, or, you know, hugging or catching feelings for things, or not catching, knowing that you're not catching feelings for things. So I would say just give them time. The time is the best way to do it. And then when they're older, you don't want to do something that's so rash. Why? I mean, because to me, if you want to be a female or a woman, if you can still act like a woman and still have your private parts of a man, you just won't be using it. Like, I don't see why you have to do such the most rash thing of just changing them on that spot. You could just wait, tell them like, okay, that's cool, you were gonna wait a little longer to do the operation, be who you want to be, that's it. You know what I'm saying? That's really all you can do. I mean, unless you want to do it now, I just think that doing it now doesn't kind of like stunts his growth of being who he can be and who he can't be. Like, it puts him on a different path, just to me. But like I said, this is my opinion on it, and I mean, it's no one asked for this opinion. I just felt like it's an interesting topic because Dwayne Wade's always been like a person in good public eye, and I know like people are 50-50 on it. Like, a lot of celebrities are 50-50 on it. People are telling him like, nah, like, you can't, you need to parent him better. And other people are like, nah, you should let him be who he wants to be. But I don't, if this the case, let me do another clip, because I'm going to something even deeper. If that's the case of him, if I don't think it's a parenting issue. That's my problem with it. I don't think this has anything to do with parenting, because he just got exposed to things that he was exposed to. Like, I don't think that this has anything to do with parenting. Like, he just wants to be something. Maybe he saw something on TV and he did it, or maybe he always had these feelings and he wanted to try and want to go through with it. I don't think it has anything to do with parenting. Like, I just feel like, knowing Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union, they just supported him. I don't mean not know him personally, but they just supported him or her as much as they can to what they wanted to do and what they had ideas for and what the kids wanted to go try out. And they just support and backed it up, as a parent should. You should support your child, whatever they want to do. So I don't really think it's a parenting issue. People are telling Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union, like, parent Zaya better. Like, he's too young. You can't do this to him. And I'm like, I just don't think that's a parenting issue. That might have just been some, like, he just wanted to be like that. Like, I don't see the issue with that. And I really don't think they were force feeding him like an agenda of like, you should, you know, want to be transgender, you know? Like, no, it's just like, you grew who you want to be, and this is where you're going. And so our only option is to love you no matter what, and support your goals. And this is your goal, then that's your goal. But I just think that with big transitions like this, you should go take it a little slow. Like, I think Dwayne Wade should fully support his daughter. His daughter. Well, she wants to be known by, yeah, so his daughter. But I don't think that he should go straight through with the surgery until later in high school, the latest. I'm saying high school is when you kind of find yourself, find your development. And I don't know what happens in college too, but if she's been knowing since she's been 3 years old and she still feels the same way until high school, now we're just being disrespectful and appreciating or listening to what your son/daughter wants to be. Like, if you've known since you were 3 and you're all the way in high school, then that's like a good 10-year, a good decade you've known. So then if it's a decade, like, that's plenty of time. then at that point, you might as well just go through with it, and it's all good. Like, I don't see an issue with this. Whatever way Dwayne Wade goes with this, I'm sure it's going to be very controversial. But Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union, I mean, they've almost never had issues. They went through a little break. Dwayne Wade's never been like a wrong eye for anything. He's never done nothing. Gabrielle Union the same. So who are we to tell them that they're not going to do the right thing? I feel like they gonna always do the, not always, but they're going to pretty much do the whatever they think is fit, and it's not going to be something like wild. They'll think about it and talk about it and all that stuff, but we know that. But that's just my opinion on it. Again, I know no one asked for it, but I just feel like it should be a topic that everyone should talk about, because no one knows if this could be, this could happen to them right now. And or, I mean, if you have children right now that you're little babies, you don't know. You should really do what Dwayne Wade said, that introspection, which is back to the first episode of Modern Day Philosophy I've ever done. You got to look yourself in the mirror and ask, hey, like, what kind of parent would I want to be? Am I going to tell them, like, you can be this, experience more life, support their goals, or this is wrong? Or you got to ask yourself, because everyone that has a kid, one day you might find yourself in the same position, looking at yourself in the mirror, asking yourself the questions. And with that, I just say, hey, honestly, everybody lived their lives, but I want to say the next episode I'm going to do, I'll probably try to upload two today, or at least get two done, because I want to talk about Pop Smoke, that's 20 and died, and he got shot in LA, and he's my age, weirdly enough, doing a lot better though. But you know, each journey is on their own. But yeah, it's sad. He died just today, I believe, today or yesterday. I think it was I'm pretty sure it was today. And it's really sad that he died. I'm not gonna front, I'm not that I wasn't a fan of him. I mean, not that I was a big fan, because I never listened to his music, but just the fact that he's a black 20-year-old that was on the come up, like, should affect all of us, at least the black community, but really everyone, because he was just a person that was on the come up, growing, and probably a role model to some other little kids that he was the same age and or close to the age of a lot of people, and he died. So RIP Papa Smoke. I'm gonna try to do an episode on that, just about like really why, like how the, I think it would be on how I think you should move when you're in fame. That's what I think I want to be on. I want to talk about. I think I want to talk about like how you should kind of move when you're in that limelight, even though I'm not in it. But just, this is just my, like my, what I think from just observing outside. I'm an outsider. Definitely not famous. Definitely broke. I mean, I'm not broke, but like definitely not these people. Like they're definitely having money, but and I'm definitely not famous. I'm just, you know, just a dude that's speaking his mind to the 10 to 20 to 50 to 100 people that listen. So I hope you guys all have a good day. I'm gonna try to have a good day. I'm gonna try to get to work on more of my clothing, and shoot some more videos for YouTube and all that. But at the end of the day, stay healthy, stay hydrated. I'll talk to y'all soon. Come.